Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Peters and Craig Rabay.
And Tuesday, Marty Buron, and we're at the KeyBank Center. Development camp starts tomorrow, open to the public. Instigators will be there Thursday, Friday. So stick around. We just had the chance to meet two really good young kids. And, you know, like, you listen to these young kids talk sometimes, and you hear inexperience in interviews sometimes. You might hear some nerves, just kind of quiet, you know, normal things like that. But off the air, you see their personalities, and these are two really good young kids. I mean, in terms of people, for obviously good hockey players. I think their draft status speaks for that alone. But I think when you talk about, you know, you want to talk about culture, you know, I believe their personalities and their character were huge intangibles when draft picks came around for number 7 and 31 for the Sabres.
Yeah, and as we said before, Petey, most of these young men are very well-spoken. They are, I don't want to say trained for interviews, but they know what they're getting. You do 31 interviews, you are going to get the same questions. You know your answers. So I feel that we started to break them out of their interview mode, right? Like even with Dylan and then Yanni, you know, it started where they were answering the questions kind of like they would in an interview, and then you obviously take over, PD, and you break him out of it's perfect. That's exactly the way it should be, and you break him out of that little bit of that interview mode, right? And then you see their personality, you see what young, exciting times this is for them, and I thought it was great.
I do believe that a player, just listening to Dylan Cousins speak, he's very confident. He does not look to me when we interviewed him to be nervous. He looked very confident in the way that he spoke. He's very calm. I think a lot of that has to do with, you got to remember, he moved away from home when he was 14 years old. When you move away at 14, you're nervous. There's a lot of new things that are happening in your life. There's things that you can manage or trying to manage because mom and dad are not there doing everything for you. So that young man had felt uncomfortable for a lot of years. And now all of a sudden at 17, 18 years old, he's a finely tuned machine. He's a very confident man. He's been away from home for a long time to pursue his goal. And now you're getting a product of a player at 18 years old. He was just speaking with him. He was 1,000 times more mature than me at 18.
Oh, I remember my interviews at, 17, 18, or even in my early 20s, when you would get to sit down with your coaches or the general manager at the end of the season, it was nowhere near that mature. And I feel that's the one thing that these young kids have on former or the old generations of players, is they're better prepared physically, they're better prepared mentally, they are better prepared on and off the ice. It's amazing to see what they have to offer.
All right, we have to go to break. I'm on World Atlas right now, and I'm looking up all the famous UConners. Dylan Cousins is not in it, so they're saying submit your famous UConner. Do we put him in there now?
Absolutely. Yeah.
I think so. I mean, if
who else is in there?
Geraldine Van Bibber.
Who's that?
Van Bibber, politician. What about Dennis Shorty? He's a artist. Who else? Doesn't really matter. We're going to put him in here. We'll be right back. Instigators, WGR 550 and MSG.
Hockey talk that hits. This is the Instigators with Andrew Peters and Craig Rabay.
To the Point, presented by Jim's Steakout, right here on the Instagram.
What happened?
What do you do at Jim's?
You eat at Jim's. What happened?
So offside. Jim's. That was off the chart.
Is there a coach's challenge on that offside?
He just blew out his breakfast.
No, right on
set. Absolutely unacceptable.
Absolutely not me. You
did you lean to the right or did you lean to the left?
Leaned your way. What do you make of the rumors about Tyler Myers' contract? I do believe Myers will be a 7-year contract. It could be $8 million per season. $6 million might be a bit low. GMs are looking at cap being lower, and demand for young players could be less money spent in free agent. $7 million for Tyler Myers.
Okay, I'll start. Is there a clock? I don't care if there's a clock or not. There's no way Tyler Myers should be anywhere over the $6 million to me. Eight is completely nonsense. He's a good third pair, maybe second pair if there's a need for. But you saw it in Winnipeg. He was good, but in a very limited role. And I think that's what happened to the Sabres. When the expectations were low, he was good. As soon as you put added expectation, he didn't live up to those expectations. So if you give him 8 years, 7 years, $8 million a year, whatever, you're completely going to be very disappointed at the end of it.
River, what do you make of $7 million for Tyler Myers?
It's not complete. It's obviously a little high, but this is what happens when you're an unrestricted free agent. Tyler Myers is 6'8". He's 230 pounds. The last two seasons that he's played are 80 and 82 games. He had a 36-point season. Last year, he had a 31-point season with 9 goals and a plus 11. What you need to understand is he's playing behind Jacob Trouba, and he's playing behind Dustin Byfuglien. So these are guys are the ones that are on all the power play. They're getting all the opportunity to put points on the board. If Tyler Meyer plays in a top four role on a regular basis, he's going to be a 40-point guy. So
is he $8 million? You know how many $8 million defensemen there is in the league right
million?
Now?
$8 million? Absolutely zero chance of someone paying him $8 million. $7 million, a 7-year deal for $7 million. Is a lot right now, but it's not going to be unheard of in 4 years from now when most likely the salary cap is going to continue to rise.
Instigators, we're doing To the Point, presented by Jim's Steakout. What are the chances the Islanders make a splash this offseason? So there's a rumor that Lou has been big game hunting and Artemi Panarin could be a target.
I think the Islanders are in a very unique situation. They've got a goaltender in Robin Lehner who is a unrestricted free agent that is not going to command like $5-7 million, but will probably be back to around the $4 million number. Anders Lee, I think, should be in a position to make some money, but they have an opportunity here to build on what they did last year. They know they've got the coaching staff, they have the structure. Now you need to add a big piece, and I think there's very good chance that a guy like Panarin or a guy like Duchesne or somebody big name will or may end up in Long Island.
River, big splash for the Islanders.
Yeah, I think Lou's certainly going to try and do something special, whether it's through a trade or unrestricted free agency this year. I think he would be looking for a big fish. I think that they have a very solid core on the island. The coaching seemed to solidified their defensive woes from the year before. They need to go out and find a stud. They need to go out and find a superstar that is going to add, some offense to the Islanders' game.
All right. Well, if they lose Anders Lee, they're going to have a ton of cash to spend, right?
Yeah.
Paul Hamilton, friend of the show, The Bone, had a lift.
Not
list.
Just Bone. Bone.
Paul Hamilton, a.k.a. Bone. Sabres should pursue is most which of the UFAs Paul Hamilton mentioned should the Sabres pursue? Which is most intriguing to you? So his list of UFAs, Justin Williams, Joe Pavelski, Brian Boyle, Michael Furland. Who's most intriguing to you? Riv, we'll start with you.
Well, there's two of them on this list that have zero chance of coming to Buffalo, and I mean zero. And then there's two of them that are actually very interesting. Brian Boyle is a 6'6" center that is 35 years old, but he still has a lot of game left in him because he plays a style that is really going to be beneficial to any team that picks him up. He's a fourth line center or a fourth line left winger. He's going to add loads of leadership in the room. He's very, very interesting. The other one for me is Michael Furland, 6'1", 220-pound left winger that can play probably in your second or third line left wing that's going to add physicality. I like him a lot.
Okay, I'm with Rives, but I'll tell you why Justin Williams is not an option. Listen, he's at towards the end of his career. I think he'll stay in Carolina or go back to L.A. He's not coming to a new organization, a new team. That's not happening. Joe Pavelski is going to be 35 years old this summer, so it's a 35 and over contract. If you give Pavelski more than a one-year deal, if he gets injured or retires or whatever happens, you're still on the hook for if he retires, you're still on the hook for the contract. If he gets injured, he can go on long-term IR, but
there's no chance of any of those two guys coming to the Sabres. No,
I like zero. Brian Boyle. I like Brian Boyle. Brian Boyle made $2.5 million last
someone
year.
Someone asked me, you know, do you think Joe Pavelski would come to Buffalo for $10 million? No, he wouldn't. Because it's not about money. He's made a lot of money in his career.
Yeah, but he made six last year. He's not going to make less than six this up-and-coming
years. I'm
just
saying hypothetically, Joe Pavelski's not coming to Buffalo. He's for any money. You can't pay him 13. He's not coming here. Joe Pavelski, if he is going to move on from San Jose, which I don't believe he is going to sign with a team that he feels has a legit chance of winning the Stanley Cup. He will be very selective in what he's going to do.
He was making 9.3% of the cap when he signed his last deal. And with the numbers he's had the last few years, he could be making again 9% of the cap, right?
Yeah.
Even if it's a little less. Okay. That's, what's 9% of cap? 10% of cap is $8 million. So 9% is $7
million. Yeah.
He's gonna be quiet. Like you can't pay him less than seven.
Don't go and look at this guy and how old he is. You go and look at what he's doing on the ice, and he's producing. He had 38 goals last year. He's one of the leading goal scorers in the league. He's been one of the top goaltenders, top 10 goals, the goal scorers in the league in the last 5 or 6 years. So Joe Pavelski is getting it done. Don't worry about the age. Worry about what he's doing.
6 years. In the last 9 years, okay, so he scored 31 goals. 16, but only in 48 games because that was the shortened season of 12-13. 41, 37, 38, 29, 22, 38. Like, I mean, that's a lot of goals.
A lot of goals.
Here's the next question, and to the point presented by Jim Stakeout. Who is your dark horse team to sign Joe Pavelski? Riv.
Dark horse team.
He's taking visits.
You know, he's been rumored to go out to Dallas, and the reason why I say Dallas is the state tax there obviously allows him to sign for less money but still be equal to other cities around the league, so he can take less in Dallas. I think Dallas has a lot of star-studded talent in the Ben. Taylor Seguin, you know, you name it. They have some pretty darn good players in Dallas.
Last question here.
I don't see him leaving San Jose.
I do. I do because I think he wants to win, and I think he's smart enough to know. Yes, you do. I think he's smart enough to know that he's not going to win. Marty, who's your dark horse for Joe Pavelski?
The dark horse is the other team that's rumored for Joe is the Tampa Bay Lightning. For many reasons, Rives, you talked about the tax implication, the Florida and the state tax. That's a big one right there. Two, chance to win a cup. That Tampa Bay Lightning team is definitely, again, a favorite to win the cup. And he would take a lot less money. Let's see, maybe somewhere around $5, $6 million to go to Tampa as opposed to take eight in Dallas because of the fact that there's the big trophy, shiny silver trophy at the end of it is more of a reality.
Could you imagine a line with Point, Kucherov on the left, and Joe Pavelski on the right?
Average. We got to go to break because you
by
know it's
far
not
the
average.
Best line in
this
the
or that coming up next year on the Instigators, WGR 550 and MSG.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh. Welcome back to the Instigators. As I just, I need to reopen. How do I do this, Petey? My tab. I just closed.
There. It's called preparation.
Yeah.
Here, it's right here.
Where's the rundown? I got it. Okay, good. Welcome back. This it's a confused this or that segment coming up, but it's still going to be a this or that here. We've had some fun with Dylan Cousin and Ryan Johnson, but let's look at this or that here. The free agent meeting period is about to start. Tomorrow, I believe, right? It is when the restricted free agents can talk and take meetings with our team. The UFAs have already started. I just saw a tweet how Sergei Bobrovsky is on his way from Miami to New York. He already met with the Florida Panthers. He's going to meet with the New York Rangers, I believe. But anyway, there's been a lot of talk about offer sheets. RFAs taking meetings. Mitch Marner is going to be taking some meetings. Braden Point's going to take meetings. If you had to give a 10-plus million offer sheet to one of the players available, which one would you give that offer sheet to? Mitch Marner or Braden Point, this or that? $10-plus million offer sheet. As PD is staring into the
trying to read the clouds. I like the people watch. Braden Point.
For the same salary, you're talking about like giving Marner 12 and Point 12 or just $10-plus million?
10 plus million, because I think 10 plus million would get Point done. I don't think it gets Marner done.
Why is that?
There's also a big difference, PD.
Are you talking because of the salary cap or the state taxes?
Well, no. I'm saying, because
if you're between Toronto and Tampa, you mean?
No, I think Marner's a better player.
Okay, that's interesting. Let's look at this. So you have Mitch Marner right now in the last 2 years. We'll just take the last 2 years. Played 82 games in the last 2 years. Yep. Mitch Marner had 22 goals 2 years ago, and last year he had 26 goals. Where Braden Point had 32 goals 2 years ago, and last year had 41.
Yeah.
Okay? The point totals of Mitch Marner in the 2 years. 2 years ago, he had 69 points. Last year, Mitch Marner had 94 points, where Braden Point had 66 points 2 years ago and 92 points. I just find, I find Braden Point, number one, he's a centerman. Number two, I find him a more of a tenacious type player, where Mitch Marner is one of the greatest passers and hockey IQ guys. I feel that Braden Point has that, plays a tougher position, and is able to kind of, I think, add a little bit more to the game. I would be taking Braden Point over Mitch Marner, but I mean,
Why I would say Marner?
Sure.
Marner won me over with one play this year.
Yes, and I know what you're going to say. And that's how you look at the intangibles,
sure,
and the things in the game, right?
Yeah, and I don't think we're talking about a third liner to a first liner. I think we're talking about two players that are on the same tier. I just saw this guy sprawl out, take a slap shot.
Oh, right in the playoffs,
The playoffs.
Back at the ankle.
And I'm just thinking to myself, like, yeah, I'm sure most guys would do that because they have to.
Yep.
And he didn't do it because he had to.
Marner kills penalty. Braden Point kills penalty.
He did it because he wanted. Yeah, there's. Yeah,
they both. Braden Point's a really good defensive player as well, and he has a good role. The difference here in this scenario, does this or that,
is the 10-plus, because I think if you were to get Braden Point and sign him at an offer that's less than 10.568 million a year, your compensation is 2 first-rounder, 1 second, and 1 third. Now, if you go over that number of 10.568 million, now it's 4 first-round picks. So there's
a
difference there, too.
Can I ask a question, though? Like, is it not lopsided in the way that we think? When you have a player like we continue to talk about Matt Duchene. And Matt Duchene had the best year of his NHL career and had 70 points and 31 goals. We're talking about Braden Point and Marner that 90s. Had 41 goals and 92 points. So how are we not saying that Braden Point is not worth $10 million?
He is.
He's worth $12 million.
Absolutely. I think he's worth probably, if Marner's at 12 or 11 and a half, Point is maybe at 11 or 10 and a half.
Are you serious? We're going to pay these guys this guy much less? Money?
I'm just saying, there's a difference because, again, Tampa taxes, state of Florida taxes, and Toronto, Canada. That's what it is.
Why are you looking at me like that?
You're signing these guys because they're young, right? Okay? Right?
How many points would Mitch Marner have if he played for the Arizona Coyotes?
He'd have 90.
You think so?
Yes. He'd still get 90 points. He's a good player. And Braden Point, let's not
well,
just say,
well, we'll never know, but I just mean it's like, this well, is...
Why are you asking that? Like, you're saying...
Jack Eichel is getting Jack 80...
Jack Eichel had 82 points, his best year in the National Hockey League.
Yeah. On a bottom team, right?
He's so, not a bottom team. He played with Jeff Skinner and Sam Reinhardt.
We're talking about teams. So what Petey's trying to say is that, well, when you play Toronto, you have to watch for Matthews and you have to watch for, you know, Kadri, and you have to watch for this guy and Nylander and Kapanen. So you're not watching Marner as much. Point in Tampa, you have to watch for Stamkos, Kucherov, Tyler Johnson, Andre Palat. So you're not watching Point as much. That's what he's saying.
Let me ask you something. You have 5 minutes left in a game. Not 5 minutes. You have 50 seconds left in the game. You have a face-off in the offensive zone. You put out all your top three forwards, okay? Is Point in there?
Yes.
Because it depends. Right now,
Is Point on the first power play in Tampa?
Yes, he is. But what I'm trying to say, Marty, is let's just say that you're taking a Kucherov who's played exceptionally well in that game. You have a Tyler Johnson who is playing left wing, who is playing exceptionally well. And then you need one guy to go on the ice. Are you putting Stamkos or are you putting Point? Okay.
There's six guys on the ice. I'm putting five forwards.
Stop for a second. I'm asking because your face told the story. You went, yeah, I get what you're saying. In Buffalo, we have absolutely no choice but to put
Eichel
in every single solitary position.
No, I totally get your point. So I'm saying Eichel maybe even get more points because he's playing on a bad team. Because
Jack Eichel scored 30 goals?
None.
Okay, well, Braden Point has two of them. He has 32 and 41.
Well, so you're saying, what's Jack's salary at 10?
He's at 10.
So you're saying Point at 11 is not enough?
No, I'm saying that's maybe where he should be.
Okay, well, good. Let's move on because we only have like a minute here for the last one. And Petey, so last night we watched The Bachelorette. I know you're about four episodes back. So, but one thing that's common.
I just finished the rugby game.
Okay, good. So, like, go through the next three really quickly and catch up to us. One thing that's evident with the way the guys dress on The Bachelorette is they wear these pants that are way too tight and way too short. They're literally mid-calf and really tight, and then they don't wear any socks in their shoes, and it looks awful.
They look like idiots.
They look like they're clowns. So I'm asking you.
You look like that all the time. You have no socks ever.
But he doesn't have the short capris.
My pants don't go to my mid-shin.
They're like, they're not even capris. They're like
over my ankle.
But this or that, if you had to wear your pants the worst way possible, would you pick too short or too long? This or that?
I'll answer this because we'll let our fashionista have time to let this brew in Craig Rivet. I will say too long because if they're too short and you want to pull them down, now you're looking like a skateboarder. If they're too long, at least you can roll them under. and shorten them up a little
bit.
But
I'm saying, like, if you know, you watch somebody, you see two guys. One has his pants too short, and the other guy has his pants really baggy, too long. He's stepping on back of them. Which one has the worst pants?
I'm going to tell you, this is going to absolutely
long, probably.
This is going to show my age, because every kid out here now that's under...
Why are you looking at JJ?
Well, JJ's pants go just above the ankle.
I mean, they're, like, painted on them, and they're,
no,
too,
they're,
and they're
perfect.
3 inches too short. So JJ, I guess, at his age and under...
Oh, look at Kevin James over
there.
Nice.
I would have to go with the longer just because I'm an older guy, and it would drive me insane.
I remember getting suits done, and I would always say, I want my pants a little longer. So they go almost right down to the bottom of your shoe and a little bit of a break.
Yep.
And now it's totally different. You get them shorter and tighter around your legs. But
well, how do you think that fashion style started? Do you think some guy just threw on some short pants and was like... You know, like pants that he found. Like, I had these when I was 16.
That's a European
look.
He goes
back under above his ankle, and he's like, these don't look that bad.
No, it's a European look. Like, you remember when Henrik Tillinder was wearing his suits? They were all like that.
Yep.
Italian, like the shorter pants, tighter around the ankle. So I think it's a European influence that's
basically coming
over.
People with fashion.
Yes.
Henrik Tillinder had the tightest suits. He wore tight suits.
The burgundy corduroy.
Well, I lived in Sweden for 3 months, so I used to ask him, like, well, where do you get your suits? What kind of suits do you get? Tiger brand. The Tiger brand over there. It's called Tiger brand.
And I thought that was H&M.
They were all, like, super, super tight, and his jacket was, like, above his butt cheeks, and you're just kind of like, what is going
on
here?
But they always had the material that stretched.
Yeah.
And they looked good.
Never ripped when he went down, you know, to pick up his car keys.
Here's the other thing, and I'll throw a quick one here. Quick answer. Belt or no belt with your suit pants? This or that?
That is that. How do you wear a pair of pants without a belt?
Watch the kids walking into the game now. Half of them don't have a belt.
You know what they call that? The no belt prize.
And on that, we are going to take a break because we can't get any lower here on the Instigators. We'll be right back on WGR 550 and MSG.
And Craig Rabe.
All right, time now for Buy, Sell, Trade, presented by Buffalo Sports. Go to Buffalo Sports so you can buy, sell, and trade new and used sports equipment. Jeremy Roenick will be named to the Hockey Hall of Fame class of 2019. Buy, sell, trade. I'm going to buy this. He better. And if he is, I will be there with the Instigators.
Absolutely unacceptable.
I don't know what is going on here.
Petey.
Hi. Buy, sell, trade.
Is it because you guys are wearing the same shirt that Riff's trying to stay away?
He said, I can't believe we wore the same shirt
today.
Buy,
sell, trade what?
JR will be named to the class of 2019.
We're all going to have a – you're buying this, and I'm buying this.
I'm buying this.
We're all buying this because we're going to throw out our positive vibe.
Well, who do you got? I've got Alfredson. I got JR. I've got Theo Fleury, and I've got Alex McGillney.
No, Alfredson out.
Why?
He doesn't go first ballot.
Oh, absolutely.
If he goes first ballot, it's because he played in Canada. If Daniel Alfredson,
he's not first ballot.
He should have.
He's not first ballot.
If he goes in before some of these other guys, I should say.
Who?
He should have to wait longer than JR.
No, but JR.
Theron Fleury, Stanley Cup champion, everything he did for the game, everything that happened to him in junior, stepping up.
Who are you going to put ahead of Daniel Alfredson, like Rod Brind'Amour, Patrick Elias?
Keith Tkachuk, Rod Brind'Amour. Daniel Alfredson was an offensive player. He won Rookie of the Year.
Sergei Zubov?
Never won a cup. What?
Sergei Zubov?
No, probably not Zubov.
Kachuk, how about Boris Mikhailov?
Yes, Boris Mikhailov. Absolutely, he'll go in.
He's been eligible since 1984.
And now is his time.
25 years.
Now.
35 years.
McGillney's time.
McGillney should be in there.
McGillney should be in there.
Roenick.
Well, we'll have JR on tomorrow, and I'll tell you what. We are hoping that he is on that ballot because the Instigators will be there in Cooperstown when he goes to the Hall of Fame. Obviously, Toronto, I'm kidding with you. Instigators back tomorrow. Jeremy Roenick, 10:30. See you then.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.